Hi, everybody. Here we are again. Today is our Wednesday BBS program. And the day today, if you're listening live, is July 22nd, 2015. So 7-22-2015. We're on Station 1. And our next programs, Friday and Saturday, are on Station 2. Let's do a clearing for maybe situations that people have had that may have been disturbing for them. So think of a situation. Normally it's emotional stuff. Also possibly pain if you have pain energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay? And we'll clear the date here. So July 22nd, 2015, releasing that energy. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And we'll energize the light beam. So bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. And we'll bring peace energy into your room. And there'll be male energy is coming. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everyone. So I'll turn it over to our co-host. Michelle, are you out there?
I'm here. Hello, Ron, and hello, everybody out there in Radio Land. I hope you guys are all doing pretty good today. I know there's been a lot of people doing the black mist clearings, and we're going to save a couple testimonials and questions about that for about 10 minutes in to make sure everybody gets on. So, Ron, I wanted to start right away with one of the questions that we have that came in on the CLS Fast Chat. It says, it's a question about reincarnation, and it says, do people or animals reincarnate now, or has that been a stop and put to that?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, if the light finds you, then it would be they're not going to be connecting to you. That's why we have the deceased loved ones clearing. So the reincarnation, but they can still take you to an off planet someplace, a different location than we have here, completely, and reincarnate you there. Remember, you may go other places besides here. So as far as coming back here again, that's up to the aliens if they are choosing to do that. I would assume that they are still bringing people into the reincarnation process here. But remember, they can also take you other places. That's why you want to do that deceased loved one clearing, so you're not taken strictly just to and only to a cloned Earth planet, okay? What's here now is mainly cloned people. Maybe, you know, they're going to take your spirit and pop it into a cloned body someplace, but it won't be here. That could be a possibility, too. So some people, you know, I've had people say, yeah, Ron, I don't think I've been here for like, maybe let's just say that they go, I can kind of sense a history of myself, like from, we'll just say, 1500 and earlier. I can sense that I was here, but I felt like I lost 500 years. I wonder where I was. You know, I could remember being here at 1000, but what happened between 1000 and 1500? Well, they may have put you somewhere else without any consciousness or knowing where you were. Remember, after each lifetime, they erase everything where you have been. And then they bring you in brand new again. So that's what the dark side does. But very possibly, you know, you could be somewhere else. Maybe not reincarnating here, but somewhere else reincarnating. Okay? So back to you.
Yeah, I was thinking possibly that somebody might have been referring to some comments made on other radio shows a long time ago when you thought that we were going to have the ascension 5 years ago, basically. And at that time, reincarnation will stop, hopefully.
Yeah, I think they're still doing it, though. It looked like it should have stopped, but they're just keeping doing and going on as they're going on, you know?
Right, because they're still here.
Yeah, they're still here. At that time when we're talking about that, it looked like ascension would be, you know, very, very quick, and there would be no reason to really have people come back here. But they could have taken people elsewhere. Okay. So, the actual reincarnation back then, if Darkseid knew that the energy would have been out of here in a year, there'd be no reason to bring somebody back that short of time to be here to take you out again, you say. But now we're looking at a longer time, so that's how I would look at it now in this moment, is that, yeah, they can still do that. Back to you.
So if you know someone that has passed, a safe bet is to get them the deceased loved one spirit clearing, just to make sure, because you don't want them to be taken. This is their chance. They've passed on, and now they can go to the creation light ship. That would be great. And they can just wait for us, I guess.
but you have to get them within a couple weeks upon them leaving here. I don't know if it would even do any good to do it after a month. I would say a couple of weeks is probably pretty normal, for people to get out of here. After that, the dark side is going to have you, and once you're taken away, you're gone. Spirit won't come back here until the dark side chooses to bring you into a body again.
Okay. All right. If there's any other questions on that, just send us another question through clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll answer that as well. But I'm going to move on to the next one, Ron. We have another question, and it's just they would like to know, please describe the difference between three clearings, and they are the dark side practitioner, the energetic people courting disconnection, and the curses, hexes, and spells. So they are somewhat similar, but if you could explain the first one, the dark side practitioner, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, so anybody who thinks of you would be a dark side practitioner in a sense if they're sending you thoughts, okay? Because the person is sending you their thoughts with their emotional energy. And since most people here have not had their emotions cleaned out, they're getting the full gamut of their emotions being sent along with maybe their negative or positive thought, towards you. So from there, that's what's happening. So that can harm your body because it's a psychic attack energy. That would be a dark side practitioner type clearing. From there, the other one, we'll just say the curses, hexes, spell clearing. So the dark side practitioner is mainly for people who go, you know, my mother-in-law, father-in-law, or my ex-boss or whatever, my girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, boyfriend, are thinking about me. I can sense that, and they're sending me all this negative vibe, okay? Well, you know who they are then, so you can put their name in. Release that energy. From there, if you don't know who they are and you just feel energy is happening to you and you wish that it didn't, you want to do the other clearing. Because, see, people pay other practitioners, we'll say, to do these things. So, unfortunately, that's the way it is. And the person who's doing things, against your free will, we'll say, could be in a whole different country or even continent. And you're still getting hit because they have maybe something of yours. You know, you've all seen movies and things where maybe somebody grabs a piece of your hair, you know, and they got your DNA in it, and they give it to a practitioner, and then they're working with your hair, which is you, or maybe a piece of clothing or something like that. And so that's how the curses, hexes, spell clearing, kind of works. So you want to get that stuff off of you. Both clearings are very, very similar for the results. From there, the courting clearing, well, automatically you're being courted by one of those particular people or energies from those two clearings. But on the dark side practitioner one, you know the person, so you want to repeat that clearing many times. Energetic courtings, you know, somebody may just think of you one time during the day and not even connect to you for a couple months or so. So they may see you, look at you, maybe they didn't like what you're wearing and they courted your clothing, maybe they courted you, some part of your body, and then that was it, and they left. And so when you see somebody, you're probably putting out an energetic cord. And that cord could be, you know, it is negative to you regardless of what the person's intent is. So the person's neutral, the cord won't have any energy on it. But remember, since we deal with emotions, let's just say that a person is emotionally upset for whatever reason, okay? And then maybe their neighbor comes, maybe they're in a shopping center, right? And they're upset because something happened to them during the day, and nothing related to their neighbor. And all of a sudden, the neighbor shows up in the shopping mall, you know, and you see them 100 feet away, and they kind of wave at you, and they say hi, and you're still upset, and you wave at them, you acknowledge them. Right away, you send an energetic cord to them, and now you're getting all of their traumas. Probably have all felt that before. You saw somebody, and you go, man, I got a heavy load dumped on me from that person. What's going on? Well, that's what it is. They corded you. They gave you their stuff, not knowingly. And maybe that other person felt better. They go, oh, wow, I finally, you know, dumped the energy, and Sally over here now has it, you know? And so you were maybe the one that took the energy on. But energetic cording happens all the time. And so more so the way you would get corded from general people is if you looked slightly different, okay? Or you dressed different, you had different colored hair, I don't know what else to say. You know, maybe you went to let's just say that you went to a fast food restaurant, okay, and you were in a tuxedo walking that door. Well, everybody's going to be looking at you like, why is this person dressed in a tuxedo, right? Because you're sticking out. Right away, you got corded with everybody sitting there eating their food. And so that's one way to look at it. Now, what are they going to be corded on you? They're going to be probably thinking, why are you there? If they don't know you or ever seen you, they're probably wondering, gee, shouldn't this person be at a more expensive restaurant since they're wearing a tuxedo? That could be one thing that's happening. They're going to be judging you. Maybe you're wearing a T-shirt. Maybe the town that you're in, we'll say, is all Republicans, for instance, right? So you're in a Republican town or neighborhood, and you're wearing a T-shirt that says, I hate Republicans, and you walk into their town, where right away you're going to get all these psychic attacks done to you. They're not going to like it, okay? And so that's how cordings work. And then you get psychic attacks from the cordings. And if the person is really a wonderful, say, Republican for their whole life, and their parents been this, and they got the whole lineage of Republicans, they got all that energy working with them. Now you come in saying you hate Republicans, and you're going to get a whammy on you like nobody's business because you're wearing that T-shirt. Okay, so remember, the energy can also come from energetic pools that you can't see out there like clouds in the sky. And so all of a sudden, you're being directed with, you know, maybe millions of people who are Republicans, even though you only had one person cross your path. And if they're angry, then you got more of that energy coming. That's the way the dark side set things up here. So then you get that heavy load put on you. And it doesn't matter if you're thinking about it or not, it's still attached to you. So I guess back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, I just had that question. I thought if we did certain mental clearings that you have available on the website, would those energies not attach to you as much?
Well, the first thing is that if you're wearing that T-shirt, then, like I hate Republicans, we'll say, then that means that you put it on because there's a cause, okay? Resonate to it. Why would you wear it if you didn't resonate to it, right? So now you have buttons about that. Maybe you thought it'd be a joke to do that, you know? And, the joke's going to be on you. because you have judgment there. You got a button that you hate Republicans. So all of a sudden, that button is going to be popping right out, and you're going to be hit with your button because it's, you know, like a neon sign of wearing that T-shirt. So if you were neutral about it, you probably wouldn't have that T-shirt on. Because you only put the T-shirt on because either it was the only T-shirt that you had in your life, you know, to wear, or, you know, you thought it would be neat walking and doing that as a joke. Well, right away, it's not going to be a joke to somebody who is a staunch Republican, and they don't like Democrats, we'll say, or whatever they don't like, but you're knocking them. And that's the person's main foundation in their life, is they're a Republican, okay? And it also goes with, if you switch it over to different types of races, it'd be the same thing. But I chose the political system because it's a lot easier to talk about than it would be skin color or something or ethnic groups or whatever. Back to you.
Yes, and the other thing I wanted to say was that earlier when you were talking about curses, hexes, and spells, I know it's very easy to think like, oh, that's terrible that somebody would put a spell on somebody else, and maybe most people would never do that. But unfortunately, it actually happens quite a bit, and there are still people out there, even if they are few and far between, they still affect enough people with the work that they're doing. So it might be a good clearing to do if you even feel the thought that something may have happened, because it's very hard to prove that anything happened. Okay, so...
very hard to prove.
Hard to prove.
Oh, yeah.
So it's even hard to know.
Yeah, it'd be hard to know. So when I work with people, sometimes that'll crop up. Oh, I see this energy hitting you or something or whatever, and that's what your problem is. That's why it's kind of good to do that clearing to just in general to get it off of you, because you don't know what's happening and who you offended,
Yeah. It's true. There is really no way, unless somebody went and asked you, hey, is this on me, would they know for sure? But, you may just be getting tired, or all of a sudden things aren't going well, or all of a sudden people just don't like you and you can't figure out why. Those could all be signs of something was put on you. So it's a great clearing to do.
Yeah, so okay. I'd say it would be for people listening and they have never thought about doing a clearing, versus sexist spells would be probably a good one. And if you look back on your life, even going through school, did something to somebody else and they may have given you an attack, or a group of people may have done an attack on you. And maybe your life kind of went sideways a little bit, or something is off in your life, which you don't even know about. Hear that out, and all of a sudden you start feeling better. I'm trying to think of an example. I don't know. I'll use one that's kind of bad, like pulling a chair off from underneath somebody. That was kind of a thing that people like to do when I went to school. You come to sit down and somebody slides a chair backwards and you fall on your tailbone. You could even break it, and all the kids are laughing at you, and you could be very upset because it hurts and you're crying or whatever. Maybe they did damage to you. So now you're looking at all those people, maybe at that time, and you're actually giving them a psychic attack because they're laughing at you. Or maybe you got embarrassed or something, and they're all laughing at you, and you don't like that. And, you are putting out mental energy. And so how much are you putting out? So if you're on the receiving end of that, still be with you for your whole lifetime. So everybody can maybe look at their life and look at it and say, I did that, or I laughed at something. It was an improper thing, to do. I didn't do it, but I thought it was funny. And now you look at it and you go, gee, I wish that never happened. Well, thinking that it shouldn't have happened is one thing, but did that person hit you psychically with something? Or maybe they're thinking about it, a week ago. Maybe somebody said, remember that happened to you in the third grade when that happened to you? And all of a sudden you get that full-blown picture in Technicolor, and you know how bad it hurt, and maybe it still hurts today. Maybe you got a bruise or a bump there on your tailbone, or maybe the doctor said, your tailbone is broken. Maybe you went to the doctor because, you're older and it starts to hurt a little bit, And he goes, you broke your tailbone. You go, do you ever have a fall? And right away you go, oh, third grade class, that happened on this day, whatever, and all the kids are laughing. Yep. He goes, well, I'm sorry. And now you're yourself getting, attacking these people, they're now having a downfall from your anger, So that's kind of the way it works. It's kind of good to clean yourself off. I would say probably, well, if you're out in the public, you probably want to do it more often. You know, I'd say like once a month. But if you're out in the public, like maybe a cashier or greeting people, you know, you may want to do it maybe twice a week or something. Because if you're seeing people, there's going to be somebody who doesn't like you. Or maybe you're working too slow or you're giving wrong information. They're going to think of you as you know, as something and give you a psychic attack just by thinking of you. That's mind energy. That's how it works. Back to you, Michelle.
Yes, thank you. That is a good reminder to do it way more than often, especially in service jobs. Okay, so I wanted to switch gears a little bit and read one of the new Black Mist Fog clearing testimonials. It says, as I have dealt with fog and mist the last few years, which was starting to get worse, I was extremely happy to have this very powerful and incredible healing. I started it Monday evening and ran it all night. It has been a challenge to keep the fog from my home and office, and now it is becoming easy. Having had to drive through the fog to work, I would use the location space healing to map the route to my job and home. This healing worked, and as I traveled, the fog would part for me to drive through it, which was not good. Sometimes I had to listen to strange noises I would hear coming from this fog and or mist. I feel so much better now as of today, especially regarding the release of mind control. There is no mist or fog, just clear sky. Thank you, Ron, for this new clearing. I made a donation earlier, and I encourage others to do so also. So this person must be very intuitive to be able to see the fog. I can't quite see it, but I can feel it.
Yeah, and a lot of people do talk about, you know, the fog. And it comes in, and a lot of the sci-fi movies, they'll show you when the fog comes in, it gets kind of eerie, you know? Like, you can't see too far into the fog. Maybe you only see, let's just say, 50 feet. What's on the other side of that fog? So right away, what is there, you know? It's sort of like, in a sense, the gray sky clearing. The gray skies are gray because the aliens don't want to show their ships to you. That's their camouflage, the gray skies. So the fog could be used the same way. And, you know, the when you start seeing the very, you know, deep brown or black, you know, clouds, that would be, in a sense, the same thing as the fog energy. So the mist. So that's, it's very nice. It's helping a lot of people. I had a few comments about how people are feeling a little easier in their bodies. Maybe some pain goes away. You don't even have to be around fog to have this affect you. It could have tagged you a long time ago when you had fog, and you still have that, say, implant in you from that. So back to you.
Every time you say the black mist or the brown mist, I'm recalling standing in a certain park above all of Los Angeles where you can look down, and you know, everyone knows that there's smog in LA, and it's actually, when you're above it, it looks like brown. It's a brown color. It's not gray or black, but it's this brown color. And so I always, you know, think of that, and I'm like, well, I wonder, I'm sure there's a good amount of that going on down there. Is it possible for us as people who live near L.A. or just outside of L.A. to put up clearings under our name and then list each town in L.A. even though we may be a couple hours away from there?
Only if you're going to that town that day. It's just designed to clear it around you. So wherever you're going to be, it could do that. You know, there's another an old movie called what? Soylent Green, I think. So that could also be indication of that same type of energy, where the air was pretty funky looking. I can't recall when that movie came out, but I think it was called Soylent Green. Back to you.
Yeah, Soylent Green. That's a great movie, actually. It's rather humorous and very interesting. Okay, so we have another testimonial. It says, I have had it up from the beginning of the show and I'm feeling it heavy in my lungs and chest. And then they had a question. Did the Lord of the Rings movie have the black mist fog?
I don't watch any of those. It's kind of ridiculous. So I would say if you have stuff in there like that, I would say yes. So that's, if you saw that in there, yes. But
yeah,
I haven't even seen, that, The Hobbit or anything. I don't watch that. Mm-hmm. So back to you.
Okay, and we have another one about the black mist. Okay, so it says, hello, just wanted to report in that I've been running the new black mist fog removal clearing since Ron announced it on Monday. I noticed a very big difference. My whole body and state of being feels energetically more quiet and peaceful. It also feels like my body is resonating to primordial earth energy. Have had images of huge waterfalls and forests. Like I am sensing the natural earth energy underneath the matrix. An incredible clearing. Thank you, Ron.
That sounds good. Great.
I hope that's happening. That would be wonderful. I love waterfalls. Bring it on.
Yeah, I'll get the whole planet to do that clearing, and maybe the aliens will take the marbles and go back home.
That would be great. Yeah. Okay, so we have another question. It says, do the aliens cord us?
Well, they put implants on you to track you, and that would be cording in a sense, yes. So it would be different than your psychic attack energies from humans, or I'll just say humans. I'm not sure a clone can cord you yet, okay? But humans do that. You might court a clone, when you give them 35 cents and your bill is 28 cents, they don't know how to react because they're waiting for 30 cents. Gave them an extra dime and they go, oh, I don't know what this is, And you're thinking, oh man, person's out to lunch today. So then you're courting them, But other than that, everything is great.
Somebody here has a question. Oh, no, I have a question, actually. I haven't experienced this yet, but it says, when the computer does not work, they have a BBS app on their phone. I don't think I knew there was one of those.
Yeah, I have no clue.
I don't either. I used to call in with the phone numbers. And those shows run a little longer if you do it that way, and I can get those phone numbers for you right now. So if anyone wants to call in, let's see, for the Monday show and the Wednesday show, the number is 716-748-0150. And if they want to call in on Friday and Saturday nights, which shows are on 7 o'clock, that number is 716-748-0144. But as long as we have a BBS app, if that works, that's great. I'm sure you can download it from the App Store. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. Why don't you say the number again slower for the Monday-Wednesday call?
Okay, so for the Monday-Wednesday call, it is 716-748-0150. And the Monday show in California is at 4 o'clock and in California, it's at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. And then on Friday night, I'll repeat that one as well. It is 716-748-0144. And that's the same one for Saturday night. And those are both 7 o'clock shows if you're on the West Coast.
Great.
Okay. All right. So, yeah.
See, who courted somebody today? Maybe somebody had sent something over, They go, yeah, that person was really a jerk today to me, And now they're going, oh, boy, I better take that cord back and send them peace energy, So, anyway, remember that
Could
the emotional situation that they have, that they're dealing with, that energy or trauma or pain or whatever is going to be transferred onto the person. even if you're smiling. And so, you know, that's why, well, I'll give you an example. There's a healer that I have seen, and probably many of them do this, but this particular healing, what she would do, have, you know, an audience full of people and say, does anybody have something they want to have healed? And naturally, you know, everybody has something. So somebody raises their hand and she picks, you know, says, okay, come up to the stage here, you know, be next to me. And the person comes up. And then the healer will say, I want you all to send me your healing energy. And then she will get the energy and kind of like put it into a big ball, like she's collecting with a big catcher's mitt, right? Well, what's in there? All the emotional energy of all these people. And then she slam dunks it into the person, and the person a lot of times will jump, and their body will move or something. Sometimes they might even fall on the floor. And at that point, her intent of doing a healing can work. And then the person goes, wow, it went away. Well, yeah, of course, but now that person has the emotional energies of maybe 500 people stuck into their body. So great, they got their little pinky healed, you know, because it was hurting. And now they got stuff they really probably even can't get rid of because they don't even know what they got slimed with. So that's the way it works. So the emotional energy is doing the work as the person slam dunks it into you for this energy. It's not neutral energy. And sometimes they'll say, give me some more of this here. And people go, oh, boy, I better really amp this up, you know. That's what they do. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay. We have another testimonial for the Into the Light clearings. It says, I had a challenging situation with a business who had provided poor service and they needed to get a reimbursement. Each interaction with the manager was problematic and getting worse. I decided to run the alien into light, clone into light, and human animal into light on them, as well as the first two centuries of 2,000-year darkness barcode. I called the manager 30 minutes later. Voila! I received my reimbursement with no issue, and the tone of the manager was noticeably more light and heart-centered. Running the clearings totally changed the frequency and brought peace energy. What a great tool. From a listener.
Wonderful. Great.
Yeah. Yes, and if you email us, we will send you those three clearings. And they're great to run on yourself, and they work wonders. I can say for sure that they work really well.
Does that go to clsquestions@yahoo.com?
Yes. Okay, so I wanted to talk about this one clearing, Ron, that we don't seem to talk about a lot, but it looks so interesting, and I wanted to know more about it. So it's called Harmonic Frequencies Clearing, and it has so many different sections of it, so it must do a lot of different things. I was hoping to just go through the parts and have you maybe explain them a little bit more. So the first part says Earth-based. And you can do step one. It says earth-based discordant odd harmonic frequencies disconnection.
Okay, so that's what the earth is sending to you, in a sense. So let's just say that you happen to take a hike, and you're hiking, and you come up on a location that doesn't feel quite right to you. So that would be out of balance, inharmonious energies. Maybe something died there. You're walking where the animal laid for quite a while, not knowing that. Maybe it died there and somebody just took it away, you know, an hour before you started walking there. So that would be energy attached to the earth of death. You could walk through that and it won't be peaceful. You might feel like death. You might feel kind of yucky or not knowing what's going on. So that's what that would be about. Or maybe traumas. Maybe you're walking and a bunch of trees got cut down or something, and the trauma is still in the earth, still being held there, and that can be attached to you as you're walking through it. So it's another energetic cording in a sense. And you could also even look at it as a psychic attack because the energy is there. And you just happen to show up walking through it. you.
Okay, great. So then the second step of part one is earth-based odd harmonics. So the last one that we just did was discordant odd harmonic frequencies, and this one is odd harmonic energetic attachments that are earth-based.
Okay. That would be where you have something. Oh, boy, that's a hard one to kind of explain. It's very similar to what I just got through talking about. Let's see here. Well, the odd harmonics would be things that aliens do because it's not going to be in harmony. So let me see here. I'll just do a sample of a odd harmonic for you. Okay? So here we go. Let's just look at, you probably have a piece of paper around, so it doesn't matter if it has writing on it or not. So odd harmonics could be in that paper because it went through a lot of stuff to get to you. It has energetic attachments to it. So just take a piece of paper and kind of hold it, and I'll clear away the odd harmonics on it. So here we go. And if there is writing on it, you know, it'll still work the same. It'll probably be even heavier. So here we go, clearing that. One, two, three, four, and five. So see how the paper feels now. It should feel much lighter. Like it has less physical weight to it, less density. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, interesting. When you were talking about that, I was thinking about a time when I had gone to a castle in Europe, and I could literally feel something that had been there previously. So maybe something attached to me at that time, and this would be very helpful to do. Okay,
yeah, if you do watch movies on TV and you see the castles, normally, you know, they had slaves, and there's probably torture rooms in there for the slaves that didn't want to do their work, you know. I think that was kind of common practice when they had that. So, yeah, all that energy is right there. It's there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so back to you.
Do these clearings and get rid of it and do the black mist fog one for that place as well if anyone goes there. Okay, so the next one is part two. It's for planetary, and I think they mean other planets. So it says planetary off-planet odd harmonic frequencies disconnection.
Okay, let's do a sample of that. So here we go. Really don't have to do much at all. Just kind of feel your body energy. I'll clear that energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And so what happens is the planets, which are typically something that's living and it's conscious, can transmit odd harmonics to you. So remember, that's why we have the environmental clearing up to get away from the odd harmonics that's coming here, causing disturbances on the earth, giving us maybe bad weather, et cetera, okay? So planets or stars and vortexes out there, maybe not vortexes, but what you can see, you know, can transmit stuff here. Now, that might even be a frequency that we're not even used to having, and it could look like radiation, you know? In fact, I'll do a clearing here. This will be interesting. So you're all in your house, I would guess. And what you have in your house that's probably a pretty strong current energy would be the wiring in your walls, okay? Now, your cell phone and your computer energies may be less than that. I could be wrong, but we'll just assume that I'm right on this one here, okay? So right away, let's clear away the odd harmonics. This is what's hurting you. Let's just kind of make it simple. So what's hurting you will be the odd harmonics. So here we go. Releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. So that might be a little better. So oddly enough, some countries, see, we have the 60 cycle, so that's automatically you can divide it by two. And they start getting some other energies there. But how do you, if it was 50 cycles like you have in some countries, then all of a sudden it gets to be some weird numbers, okay? You're looking at even numbers and odd numbers. The odd numbers are going to be odd harmonics. Oh, let's do a clearing for that. So I want you all to write an odd number. We'll just say number 3. Okay? And I'll clear the odd harmonics that that number is transmitting to you. Remember, the aliens use keywords to affect you, along with stuff on your natal chart. Here we go. We're going to clear the number 3. So you may want to write 3 down on a piece of paper. And I want you to take your hand and about 3 inches on top of it, just move it over the 3 that you wrote down, okay? And you may want to get a large 3, you know, maybe a 3 that's maybe 2 inches high or something. So it'll have more of an imprint with the ink or the lead, okay? So here we go. Just kind of feel the energy, and you may feel something there radiating off of the paper where you wrote that down. I'm going to clear that away, the odd harmonics of number 3. So here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now move your hand over it again, maybe 2, 3 inches above 3. And it should feel like it's not there. Now we're going to do it with an even number. So we'll pick the number 4. That's even. Visible by 2, okay. And here we go. Move your hand over it, and you're going to notice that it probably doesn't have much of a charge on it. Now I'll clear it anyway. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And move your hand over it again. And you're probably going to notice that, yeah, it really didn't do much to it. That's an even number. Oh, what happens when you're in your car and your license plate is full of some odd numbers on it? You know, just throwing that out, I don't know, you know? Ash, why don't you all for homework, and this will be a test, and when you're seeing cars, look at the license plate and see how it feels when you see, you know, odd numbers versus license plates that have even numbers on it. And I might just check that out. It may mean something, okay? And just see if you feel the difference on the car itself. Well, the car is going to be affected by it. Because right away, that's its ID number, in a sense. And the ID number is what's related to that vehicle. So that's your vessel number of your boat, but it's actually a car. And that's it. So that's how it's related to the energy. So you want to just see what happens. Maybe if it's all even, maybe it might look normal to you, where if it's odd numbers in there, it may kind of look a little strange or feel different to you. So we'll see what happens. So that's your homework, everybody. So back to you.
Okay, great. And then I guess if we have that on our car and we have the natal barcode clear, we put our license plate in there so we can clear it. Can't believe I never thought of that before. Okay, so the next one is for planetary. It's very similar again, but it just says off-planet odd harmonic energetic attachment. So I don't know if that's too similar, if you want to go to the next one or not, Ron.
Yeah, that would be kind of similar. Yeah, that's how the planets are connecting to you, courting you, working with implants that you already have. Remember, you don't know what's inside of you as far as DNA and, you know, how that, I guess I could use the word frequency is. Remember, you have implants in you, in your DNA, that resonate to a certain frequency. So making it simple, we'll say you have an implant that resonates to number five, we'll say. And it's only going to be active when one of those planets out there, you know, transmits a 5 signal, just like on your, you know, TV and radio and cell phone, in a sense. Maybe the TV would be the easiest way because you have different channels. So the channels, you know, if you live in the same town and you go to channel 10, for instance, in anybody's house, if they have the same, say, cable system, okay, it's going to be the same channel 10 wherever you go, same program. Now, if that's not being transmitted, then you're going to put on channel 10, and the information that you'll be watching and trying to see and hear won't be there. It'll be just probably snow on your screen or a blank screen. So that's kind of how you have to look at implants. Are they using it on you? It could be dormant. If not, maybe they're sending you a program, and that's running in your background, not knowing what's happening, just like your computer with stuff working in the background. What's that happening? What's it doing to you? You don't know. Or you might be watching channel 12, and 10 is still active in you, just haven't tuned into it. So back to you.
Okay, great. So the next two are very similar. I'll read them together, and then you can just make a distinction between them. They are alien on-planet and alien off-planet. So that's parts 3 and 4. So it's alien on-planet, odd-harmonic, and unharmonic energetic attachment. So is that for an alien that might be in a human body?
Yes, it could be in a human body. It could be your wonderful caretaker, handler. It could be something underground working with you, sending you those transmissions. So, you know, a lot of people who've tried that clearing have realized that there's stuff out there that they know nothing about, and they do the clearing and they go, wow, there must be something there underground working with me, because I don't know. I've never been underground, you know, and it's an alien because I did this clearing, and that's what the words were. It's clearing away alien stuff underground on planet, and all of a sudden you feel better and you go, wow, they're after me, okay? So, very disconcerting, but that's life on planet Earth right now.
Oh, yeah. And the next one is off planet. So, would that cover any aliens that were attaching themselves to you that might be in ship?
Yes, It'd be the same thing, yes, That, you know, off planet would be alien ship clouds, okay? And those faces that you see when you do, play and pause when you see something happening, like a storm coming or whatever. A storm is a good thing. You know, if you're able to go on YouTube and look for some kind of a video where a storm is coming in, and you just do that, and you start seeing those faces up there. They're there. That energy, the devastation, you know, the dirt and debris forms around that face, and it shows up. And none of them, what I have seen, are smiling. They all look pretty angry. Maybe because they got their space disturbed, okay? They were probably just, having lunch, on our expense here. And all of a sudden a storm came. Some other aliens made a storm, and now they're upset because they lost their food, you know? Anyway, back to you.
Yeah. I often wonder if those are the that they're talking about in the Old Testament and in older societies, the type of God that needed to be worshipped and needed to be, said either the jealous God and, of course, the creation lightship would never need anything like that. So, or never feel anything like that, human emotions wise. So, okay. So the very last part is part 5. It's a light infusion session, and there are 3 different parts. So the step 9 does align, balance, and integrate even harmonic light frequencies. So that sounds really good.
Yeah, I'll do a sample of that here. So here we go. We'll just balance out you right now. issue got disturbed and you're a newbie listening here, or an old bee, and you just want to feel a little better. So here we go. Balancing you out with spirit infusion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, there we go. And also, if you take one of those free clearings, you know, when you're doing those, the alien ones, there's always, on a few of those, I believe, spirit infusion. So you may want to just take that particular part of that clearing and put that up and use the spirit infusion for all of your clearings. Just leave it up on your screen. And remember, if you don't turn off your computer, then that particular clearing will keep running. So you could put maybe like 9999 in the timer box, possibly. And I'm pretty sure it works with all the clearings, but I'm not 100% correct at that. But, you know, try it, and it'll just keep running. That way you don't have to go back every day or two and change it, because that's a long time. And I'll just keep counting down and just keep doing spirit infusion. It's wonderful. Because as you clear something out of you through one of the other clearings, instantly you have spirit infusion happening to you. And you're going to feel better. Back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, I do that one. That was suggested a while ago on a show, and I thought, oh, that's a good idea, because as things are being pulled out of you, I know you've mentioned you don't want an entity to go in that space in your body. You want your spirit to come back and take up that space. So that's a great one to run all the time. And there's a free version of that in several of the free clearings. I know 2000-year barcode removal, at the very bottom of that is a light infusion one, and that's for free. The person can run that all the time. So on this one, step 10 is the end of that. I don't know if it's any different, but it says even harmonic frequencies light infusion. So I don't know if that's any different.
Probably not too much, no.
No, but it's another step. So if you just want to do just that part of it, then you can do that. And then the very last one is cellular spirit light infusion.
Ah.
Okay. And is that different than the spirit infusion?
Yeah, that will go into your cells of your body, yes. That's a little different. So let's see. How about let's just say that the first one kind of goes in your DNA. Okay, that's all your stuff. Okay, just making it really simple here. So that goes into your DNA. But, you know, your cells do have DNA, so I don't want to get really technical here. But let's just say that's your baggage, okay? So what we talked about earlier was having your spirit come into your baggage that you cleaned out. Now you have clean baggage, we'll say. You know, the bag is empty. And you bring your spirit in there. Now, the other one is for the cells of your body. So that's going to energize you and help you out with your cells, okay? So body cells. So here we go. I'll do that a sample here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I would think that particular clearing might make your body heat up a little bit, okay, as you're getting more integration into your cellular structure of your body. That could also be your cellular memory, getting that neutralized. So back to you.
Okay, great. And then at the very end, you can put in your own personal thing. And I thought possibly that might mean if somebody had made sounds around you that made you feel tense or something, maybe put that situation in. Would it work for that?
I believe that, like, it would, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, like a tone of voice or something. So, okay, so that is the harmonic clearing. And if anyone wants that, it is listed in the all clearings. It's also listed separately by itself on the left-hand side of the website. So I wanted to go back to, we had just a couple more testimonials about the black mist clearing. This one says, I ran the clearing today when I woke up, and I looked into the mirror and was surprised that I looked about 10 years younger. Wow.
And that was the new clearing that we put up?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's for the blood.
Oh, so they got a heavy load taken off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, so I'm just going to find one more here. Oh, this one I thought was really interesting. Somebody is writing about a dream that they had. It says, I sometimes have dreams where I keep finding money, and I remember asking the alien, why do you keep giving me these dreams? The next thing I know, while I was sleeping, I could feel the alien stuffing my bed with bundles of cash. What does this dream mean?
Well, maybe you got an alien who wants to be in your body to spend the cash. You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know. That sounds interesting. What I'll talk about just briefly here, we've got to close the program in probably a minute or two. But a long time ago, you might remember, Michelle, I know you're not as old as I am, but initially we had music. We'll just talk about the 60s, okay, and people just had a guitar and they played it to an amplifier. And if they didn't have any wah-wah pedals or anything else hooked up to it, you know, and they didn't go into distortion, it all sounded really nice, okay, typically. And then we got the electronic music. So that's when you have the one-man band guy, you know, who, you know, can play everything at once on a recording and come back. But it's all digital. So you have analog versus digital. So digital music is odd harmonics, okay? Where analog is even harmonics. So another way of stating that, a person, has an instrument where they can make a sound like a piano, right, by pushing a button, and the piano can play, or they're playing the keyboard, and it sounds like a piano or like, you know, a real organ, but it's not. So those are all odd harmonics. So if you remember back when, now everything is probably odd harmonics because you probably don't see real bands playing with their regular instrument, and they don't have all the special effects stuff, which is all odd harmonics. But what it does, those odd harmonics will kick you out of your body.
Oh my goodness.
That's what they did to us, I'll just say probably in the 70s on. Okay, so you can all go back and, you know, kind of notice that as you hear some kind of music jingle in the background or some kind of tune or theme or you know, whatever is there. And it's not a real instrument playing. It's some kind of computer-generated music. That's odd harmonics. So food for thought, everybody.
Yes.
No, not good. So here we go, everybody. Let's. And that's probably the initial thing people talk about, classical music versus rock and roll, okay? You know? And so, anyway, I won't get into that. But here we go. So classical would typically be real instruments, and it should be more soothing to you when you listen to it, because it's even harmonics. So here we go. Let's end the program, do the mind to heart drop. So command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart. Here we go. Dropping down. An elevator, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now it's in your heart, your thoughts. So are they? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They're there now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. There we go. So blessings, and have a wonderful evening, everybody. Thank you.